Well, it is. It's become a kind of a regular feature, and I love it. I love it. I love it. As we are talking about dementia-friendly Delaware County, as Sherry and Angel joining us once again from the group, Angel, a part of the Care Initiatives Hospice, Sherry.
The build community.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's how we like to say it. How has your day been so far?
It's been really good, despite the wind and the drizzle out there. It's been good.
I had the opportunity last week to talk to one of your bosses and one of your colleagues, as we are marking in the year of kindness in the city of Manchester, kindness to seniors, and Care Initiatives Hospice came in and talked quite lovingly, and they said all kinds of good things about Angel. Let me just say, of course they would. But we have been slowly growing this support network. I don't like just the group; just sounds so informal. It's this beautiful kind of network support group that is designed for those who care for folks with dementia and folks who are afflicted with dementia. You notice how I'm saying afflicted?
Living with it.
There you go. I want to use the right terminology for it, because I don't think it's dum-dum-dum, you know. There's a whole lot of living and support that
Absolutely.
Can be come out there. So
absolutely. And Eric, when you mentioned the year of kindness and the seniors, when I know Care Initiatives was in last week, that was something that came to my mind, that, you know, the majority of the people that are diagnosed with a form of dementia are 65 and older. So mm-hmm. this fits perfectly into that. And our way of being kind to people is having better understanding and empathy for those that are going through and being faced with challenges of a new diagnosis, or ways of living and coping with the changes that they're being faced with. So the Dementia Friendly Program, if Angel wants to touch on that, just there are really five key messages to that. And I know we've talked about that before, but I think that is just really such a critical piece that we're really working hard to embrace.
Mm-hmm, definitely, yeah. And this is something that we go over with all the individuals that come to every session of ours, just to reiterate with them that dementia is not a normal part of aging. The chances of you having dementia increases with age, but it's not a normal part of the aging process,
right?
Which I think a lot of people just think, oh, it is, but it really is not. And not everyone that grows old or becomes in their later years actually develops dementia. So that's something to keep in mind, that it is something that's not a normal part of aging. And then also, dementia is caused by diseases of the brain, the most common being Alzheimer's. 60 to 80% mm-hmm. of dementia cases are diagnosed as Alzheimer's.
Now, I know a lot of research and effort is going on to get a better understanding of Alzheimer's, and in so doing, getting a better understanding with dementia. But it's one of those blanket diagnoses that there's so many different veins. If you have dementia, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have Alzheimer's. It is a major component for those who suffer from, live with dementia.
Very good, Eric. You did it. You corrected yourself.
There you go.
They're not suffering. I mean, they may have challenges, but we all have days that we are suffering. So if somebody has dementia, that's kind of like the overarching umbrella, kind of like if somebody has cancer, that's mm-hmm. an umbrella. But underneath of that umbrella, you might have skin cancer, or lung cancer, or kidney cancer, whatever it might be, same thing. Under the umbrella of dementia, there's Alzheimer's, there's dementia with Lewy bodies, there's frontal temporal dementia, there's Parkinson's dementia. The list, unfortunately, is extremely long, kind of like cancer.
I say that from experience, because my grandmother lived with dementia, but it wasn't Alzheimer's. It was a different, I don't know which one it was, but they were clear that it wasn't Alzheimer's. As a caregiver, when you're doing this, I think the biggest battle is the grace and understanding to allow their person they're caring for to be in that moment. I have had conversations with people who, in the peak of emotions, get upset because I'm upset because my mother doesn't know who I am anymore. And it's not her fault that she doesn't know. But, you know, that's why this support group for caregivers, I think, is so important, because it gives them an education, it gives them a network, a free space, a safe space that they can talk about things like this.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's amazing, the stories that we hear are so common between the caregivers. You know, their loved one, they want to be understanding and be patient, but it is difficult. There are very hard days for the caregivers, just as there are with the individuals living with dementia. So it's just a way for everybody to come together and express these commonalities and show that it's understood, it's okay, that they have to work at it. You know, it's something that they practice, basically.
And not only that, but giving them the tools so they know how to interact. You know, to that daughter who's so upset to the point of tears that her mother can't identify her, but she loves her as her mother and she wants to care her, she's struggling with that. And these support groups can give her tools so she knows how to interact with that person.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, one of the things when my mom lived at the Good Neighbor Home, it was very common for me to walk in, and of course it was always a friendly competition between my siblings, but I would always walk into the right room and say, "Hey, Mom, it's your favorite daughter, Sherry." Then it didn't leave to question whether she remembered me or she didn't. Of course, I like to think she would always remember me, but she might not have remembered my name, but she knew that I belonged to her. And again, it's creating a way to make that easier for them. And I took the burden off myself of trying to challenge her with that. So again, one of the things that we're working very hard at is every other Thursday we're doing this, or actually, Angel, it's the
second and fourth
Thursdays. And at 4:30 each of those Thursdays, we are doing the Dementia Friends session. So that's just like an education. It's an opportunity to learn and gain understanding. And then Angel and I, as a resource, are there to try to help people through things. And then at 5:30 on the second Thursday of every month, we have a support group for the caregiver. And that's like resources and connections. If there's a question, if there's a problem, how can we connect them with what they're needing? And then the fourth Thursday,
which is this Thursday,
is actually a caregiver and friends. You know, so like their individual that they love and care for that are living with dementia, they can come as well. And then I'm so excited to announce every month we have something new. But this month, the First Lutheran Church has their freezer meals. And
yes.
So I had asked if we could provide freezer meals. Well, actually, now they want to take on providing a hot meal for the people who come to
Wonderful.
This.
Wonderful.
So, they're just, again, trying to find a way. How do we make it a mission to support those that are living with this disease and this diagnosis? And it's not just that individual living with the diagnosis, but also their support person, because what we've learned from some of the individuals that come to these groups is it's really hard for them to even come, because on top of coming and taking away from time of being with their loved one, now they have to figure out a way to go home and try to prepare a meal, and the evenings get late and long, and it's already a challenge at sometimes that time of day. So again, our goal is to make lives easier and help them find ways to enjoy time with their loved ones. And Angel mentioned it as we're sitting out there, the number of times that we've come into this environment that they know each other. And as hard as that is sometimes for an original diagnosis that we don't necessarily always want people to know, the love that you see in that room, I mean, it almost makes me emotional, because they care so deeply about each other. And maybe this was the person who taught me Sunday school when I was a kid, and now they're here, and I can be their support person in a roundabout way or in a neighborly way. And it's just
it's amazing
awesome.
How everything just kind of comes together.
Isn't it a beautiful thing, the idea of creating this dementia-friendly community and what it's grown into? And we're still in the early stages
of
growth.
Very much.
So it's an amazing thing. Again, Thursday, the session, which is open for all caregivers, the public, they can learn. It's an educational element to it. It's at the Care Initiatives Hospice, which is the old Casey's building on West Main.
Yes.
Can't miss it. That starts at 4:30. And then the social this time for caregivers and friends right. at 5:30.
One so that person living with the diagnosis, please bring them. It's a safe space. It's a comfortable space. There's no, like, they're not going to do anything wrong. We're going to love them just as they are.
Oh, definitely. And I just wanted to say one more terrific thing is Sherry and I are attending a Dementia Innovation Summit tomorrow at UNI, so we will have so much more information to share with our community also, so I'm really excited about that.
I look forward to our next conversation then. Angel and Sherry, thank you so much for talking to us. Now we're going to get into the subject of the city of Manchester. Tim Vick standing by, of course, a part of our Guests of the Day program right here on KMCH.